Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Tom Brady, he went on Instagram today and let it all hang out. He got emotional. He let his feelings loose. He was transparent.
A couple of times he didn't use an apostrophe for don't, but I'm not going to hold that against him.
He was in his feelings.
This is from his Instagram.
This doesn't relate to you for once,
oh,
Rob.
Oh, is that right?
All right, Rob G., tell us what Tom Brady said.
Am I right about the apostrophe?
Give it to us in a nutshell.
Well, Rob, you are right, number one. Number two, it was like 3.5 pages on this post.
It was long.
He thanked the fans, you know, thanked everybody. He even quoted Teddy Roosevelt. I don't know what that had to do with anything. But here's the closing sentence that matters
just
mostly.
Just because he beat up on your Raiders year after year after
he
year.
He did it one time.
One time? They cheated. Really? How about
they
20 times?
And they cheated. The most important, that first Super Bowl came from that bad call that went against the Raiders. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
You, well, you know, Chris, me and Alex are both on Team Rob now.
Yes.
We switched sides.
Alex, yeah. Right. Alex doesn't even talk to me. He passed me in the hall just before the show and didn't even look at me.
No, he was afraid.
He kind of bumped me.
He was afraid that you were going
to
step on his Jordan, so he stayed away from
real
me.
Far.
All right, so once Tom Brady got out of his feelings, he closed it with this definitive statement about his future.
Oh, God.
You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure. Pick yourself up with great enthusiasm and place yourself in the arena again, and that's right where you will find me, because I know I still have more to prove. He's coming back, America.
That's right, and he should come back.
And I threw
he
up in my mouth.
He wants to play football. What's wrong with that? He still can play it. He still can play it, Rob
Parker.
Tom Brady could do that.
No, Tom can't. He can't. Tom Brady is doing NFL America a disservice. This is nothing more than a money grab for Tom Brady. This ain't about football. He feels jilted because he didn't get the contract that Drew Brees got in retirement age. Tom Brady wants to get paid all of a sudden, and he'll leave the Patriots or try to strong-arm them. They're not going to give a broken-down 43-year-old quarterback money. Tom Brady has some nerve. He wants a paycheck, he wants his Social Security check, and he wants his pension all at the same time. No, Tom Brady. This is a selfish move by Tom Brady. All these years, he was supposedly, I'm all about the team. It ain't about money. I'll do whatever it takes to win. Now, all of a sudden, when you're beaten down and you're broken up and you can't perform your last two playoff games, you've thrown a total of zero touchdowns. You've played horribly. And now we even have your highlights. We know what it is.
Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
And you got nerve to want more money now at the ripe old age of 43 going on 67?
I ain't paying for that.
How dare you, Tom Brady, and then go on Instagram and try to make it like, oh, I'm so hip. I'm with the kids. I got so much more to prove. You got nothing to prove. You're just like every other selfish athlete that can't stay out of the limelight, that can't walk away with dignity. You want to be Willie Mays. You want to be Muhammad Ali. You want to be Michael Jordan all at the end.
What? What? You, let me stop you
Thank
before you.
You
just go.
Thank you.
You go somewhere. He wants to be Muhammad Ali. It didn't end pretty for Ali. He wants to be Willie Mays. It didn't end pretty for him. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
He wants to go out badly like that.
That's what he wants, because these athletes, you have to save them from themselves.
And don't put that corny, that music on again. I won't call it corny. But it sounds corny under Rob's takes.
No, it doesn't. That's going to be a YouTube sensation. It's just a matter of time until Isaiah gets it up.
Yeah, all right. But anyway, selfish?
Yes.
How is he being selfish? He enjoys playing football, and yeah, he's not the Tom Brady he was in 2007, even 2014, but he still led the Patriots to 12 wins and the playoffs. This is not a man on his last leg. This was not Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl, his last Super Bowl. This is a guy whose numbers, need I remind you, Rob Parker, are not that much worse than your boy, Aaron Rodgers.
Stop, Chris. They He's 43 aren't. Years old. Stop it. And you know the only teams they beat were bad
His
teams this year.
His numbers weren't
They're bad.
They,
well, they don't use that. I'm not going to allow you to use
no,
that.
I let you go off for 12 minutes.
I'm not going to allow you to use that.
No, you're going to let me allow
out.
Whatever I want to because I let you.
That's a cop out. That's a cop out. Don't talk about
don't
Aaron Rodgers.
What?
Talk about Tom Brady's numbers.
No, no.
I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Talk about Tom Brady's numbers.
You ain't talking right now. I let you talk and I sat still with your music. Now let me talk. The numbers are similar. That's what I'm saying. So don't tell me he can't play. If you want to say he's not as good as he used to be, that's fine. He can still play, obviously. And if they won 12 games against bad teams, so be it. There's 12 bad teams in the league. Keep making the playoffs. To call him selfish with all the pay cuts he's taking? You know he's right.
No, I don't know he's right because you were taking it then, and now all of a sudden you need to get paid. Your wife's still making a gazillion dollars as a supermodel. What's changed? What's changed is now that Tom's got his panties in a bunch because he realized how dumb he was all these years by not getting his value. Now
how
all of a
dumb
sudden,
he was?
Yeah, he was dumb.
What's he got?
They never
six
got,
Super
no,
Bowls.
They never gave him the
more
players.
Than any other person, more, you, as many as any franchise. He's got six.
But why?
He's dumb.
Why?
And he's still rich.
Tom Brady was
dumb.
And
not just because of his wife.
He's dumb.
He's rich on his own merits.
Why would you
what
take,
are you talking
why
about?
Why would you take less than your market value? It makes no sense. And then say.
Because he wanted to win.
Oh, because they didn't give me any
what?
Players.
They did
didn't give
win.
Me any players. They didn't use the money to go get players.
Really?
So that's the whole point.
They got enough players to win Super Bowls.
No,
how about
you
that?
You told me he didn't have any help? Where
this
were the players?
This
Why not?
Year.
They had extra money?
This year.
Why not? Why didn't they spend it?
Well, they need to spend it next year if they want to keep him.
Tom
That's
Brady,
what I'm
Tom
saying.
Brady made the ultimate. You never devalue yourself.
Really?
Get what you're worth.
How's he devalued?
He did. He never got paid like a star quarterback.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. Fine. But he's got six Super Bowls. He's widely, universally known as the greatest of all time. He's rich beyond his wildest dreams. What did he miss out on, Rob Parker? Would it have been better to make $30 million 1 year and have four Super Bowls? What do you want? He's got six. You're not making sense.
I am making sense. Then
and
why?
The
then why
selfish?
Now? Why now, Chris? Just give me. Why does he need more money now?
He don't need more money.
No. Why does he want more money now?
Because it's his prerogative.
It's already worked. You,
know
you told me it worked for six Super
right,
Bowls. Why would you,
you
change?
I'm gonna use
if that worked for you.
I'm gonna use a
didn't
prime
it work?
Example.
You just said it worked.
It did work.
All right. So why you want to change it?
I'm gonna use a prime.
It don't
example.
Even make sense.
I'm gonna use a prime example. LeBron James, when he first went to Miami, was willing to take less than the max. All right?
And he won
and
two
then,
out of four.
And
that
then, and then he decided, when he left Miami, from now on, I'm getting the max. It's a change of heart that these superstar athletes
after
have every right to do.
Chris,
why
after
LeBron,
20 years,
no, why did LeBron
Tom Brady
change?
Played for 20 years. 20 years you're changing? Come on, man. I'm not buying that. This is a selfish money grab by Tom by
he
Tom Brady.
Need money.
Yes, he
got
does.
So much money, he can't even count it.
Everybody needs money. When you're getting a paycheck from somebody
everybody
else,
does not.
That's not true.
Everybody
whenever
does
you're
not
getting paid
money.
By somebody, you're still a worker.
No.
And
everybody
Tom Brady
does
wants
not
money.
Need money.
Tom
That's
Brady,
a false
Tom
statement.
Tom Brady is a selfish
Tom Brady
guy
does not
who wants
need
to just
money.
Get paid. Shame on
the
you.
The hippo is in full effect, hating for no reason. You got the nerve. This dude is taking pay cut after pay cut, and you going to call him selfish?
He's dumb. He's
that
dumb.
Makes no mis-
he
that
was
makes
dumb.
No sense.
Who takes a pay cut? Get what you should have been, your value.
Just because
you won six Super Bowls.
Just because you
nobody's done that.
Just because you can't be happy unless you're making the every last penny you can make doesn't mean everybody else functions that way, Rob Parker.
I told you.
I don't function that way.
In the contract
and
negotiations.
I make a fraction of what Tom Brady makes.
I told them, I said, I want the same contract that Chris Broussard makes plus one penny because I want to be the highest paid
we
guy on the show.
We don't need to start comparing stuff. See, that's you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. All right, Rob, so go ahead and explain why you're mad at Dwayne Wade.
I'm not mad. I just don't, you know, like 3 days sound like too much. You know what? You want to be acknowledged. You go to the arena. They shower you with gifts, and they put together a 3-minute video of like great moments, and you crying when they won the first championship, and when LeBron came and you won the other two. Everybody feels good about it. 3 days. Did he feed?
Not three. Not four. Not five.
You know, did he feed? Did he feed like 300 people with three fish and five loaves of bread? I mean, come on, 3 days.
All right, here's what.
Stop
Rob,
it, Dwayne Wade. Stop it.
Here's what has Rob's panties in a bunch, to use one of his favorite terms. The Miami Heat have announced that Dwayne Wade is going to get a 3-day jersey retirement ceremony. Rob G, read the different days. They're going to do three different things each day.
They're just trying to sell tickets. What is this?
They got a good team next year.
Well, they screwed up and make it at the weekend of the Wilder Fury rematch, so no one's going to be paying attention.
Oh,
that's one.
That was a mistake.
So
why?
Friday, February 21st, they will be holding an event honoring his career and the impact he had on the city of Miami. This event will be limited to season ticket holders and premium ticket holders only.
That's classy.
So only the rich people.
I like that.
No, it's another
that's
money
classy.
Grab. It's another
yeah,
so money
that's
grab.
Classy. Stop it.
Are they going in for free?
Stop hating.
Are they going to
day two.
Prime
day
two. Money.
Day two is the night his jersey will actually be hung from the rafters when they're playing the Cavaliers. And in day three on Sunday, they will screen a film at their arena based on his life, and they will sell tickets to that
one,
benefiting his charity.
Now, so what is wrong with this,
it's
Rob?
Because you know why?
Nowadays,
do you remember when he walked out on the Heat and went to Chicago over $100,000?
No.
And he
you
had his panties in a bunch. You remember that?
You know what I remember?
That,
I remember when
remember
he
that?
Gave away, took less money time after time after time
he
to
was,
build that team.
So he was dumb like Tom Brady, taking less money. That's his fault. And then he's going to get all worked up over $100,000 and go to the terrible Bulls and then have to come back. And then he goes and follows LeBron James to Cleveland. LeBron has no use for him and dumps him after 2 months and says, get out of here. He crawls back with his tail between his legs to go to Miami. No. I have one night for him, and that's it. I get it. Enough with the Dwayne Wade.
Things are different. That's you. Things are different, Rob. This isn't 1978. It's not even 1998 or 2008. Heck, six role players are getting video tributes when they go back
nobody,
to the team
they nobody.
Played
that's
4
ridiculous.
Months for. Dwayne Wade is Mr. Heat. They call it Wade County.
No, don't do that?
Yes, they do. He's Mr. Heat. He's the greatest Miami Heat player ever.
Here's the problem.
Because of his longevity. I mean, obviously LeBron was better, but you know what I mean.
No, you just said
he's Mr. Heat.
All I'm telling you is
give him something extra. You don't give him the same thing you gave Glenn Rice, Alonzo Mourning.
Yes, you do. You give one day.
He was above that.
No, you want
treat him as such.
One day to acknowledge how great he was for the organization. And the overdoing it, like even when he wanted that tour, the farewell
tour.
Now,
that's a little different because that was he put that together himself.
He made
it. This is Pat Riley and the Heat. This isn't
the way. He was trying to sell T-shirts. Can you imagine that? You could it'd be different if it was a sports writer trying to sell T-shirts on a website. But Dwayne Wade.
You got a lot of nerve. What? With your GetRobbed.com. Every other segment, go to GetRobbed.com and buy an Odd Couple sweatshirt.
Keep going.
We got hats. We got T-shirts. We got every look at you.
And you can go to Amazon.com and get my book. If I'm writing, I'm ripping.
It's not like Dwayne Wade went to Pat Riley and said, hey, Pat, I've got an idea. Why don't you guys turn my jersey retirement into a 3-day ceremony? No, they did it. If Fox Sports or the Detroit News, right? You worked there.
Yes,
that's
for 9 years.
That's when you're the first black columnist?
No, that was the Free Press.
If the Free Press wanted to give you a 3-day celebration, Lord knows you don't deserve it, but if they wanted to give you a three-day celebration, would you turn it down?
I would say there's no need for that. All right, so day one, we'll celebrate. On day two, we'll go out with brooms and sweep the streets of Detroit to help clean it up.
Stop it.
And on day three, we would go to the soup kitchen and feed the homeless and people who are hungry. That's what I would want to do with my extra two days.
Yeah, I bet.
What?
You know that.
You are fake news.
Yes, yes. But I'm fine with D-Wade. I got no problem with this because it's the heat. The Jersey thing was a little bit self-serving.
It was.
That was him creating that. And then his boy Melo wanted it. He made Melo jealous. Melo wanted it.
Exactly. Even Melo thought he deserved it.
But this is different. This is the team. Look, if it wasn't for Dwayne Wade, let's keep it real. They would not have gotten LeBron James. So he is responsible for all three championships that franchise has.
When LeBron walked out on Dwayne Wade?
LeBron won. He had unfinished business in Cleveland. You got a problem with that?
Yeah, I just wonder.
You got a hometown. You wouldn't go back to deliver? Would they have you in Jamaica? Jamaica, Queens?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Brian Shaw. B. Shaw.
I love Shaw.
I like B. Shaw a lot, although I think he's out of line.
Yeah, because you're talking about your boy LeBron.
I just think he's
that's
wrong.
Why.
I don't think out of line is the wrong phrase. He's wrong. I think he's wrong. But anyway, he came hard. He came with a strong take.
LeBron is vindictive. And, you don't think LeBron's vindictive a little bit?
I really don't.
Okay.
If he's vindictive, I don't know that he goes to play for Dan Gilbert. So go ahead. Here's the sound of Brian Shaw.
I know Rich Paul was trying to sign Kyle Kuzma when he left his agent last year. He didn't sign with Rich Paul. So when you don't sign with Rich Paul and your trainer comes out and says that Kawhi was giving it to LeBron, you're going to be out of there.
That was on Yahoo. And that is, of course, former Laker player and coach Brian Shaw.
He's just saying that Kyle Kuzma don't want to be on strings like AD and everybody else.
No, he didn't say anything about Kyle Kuzma. He said it about LeBron.
No, but I'm just saying. Kyle Kuzma don't want to be on strings like, all right, do what's good for LeBron. Like,
all right, first of all, what I'm told is that LeBron and Kuzma are fine. Okay, there's no issues between them. LeBron's not taking that to heart or anything like that, okay, what his trainer said. Secondly, even if LeBron had an issue with Kuzma, and I think you may even have to admit this, Rob, LeBron always puts business above when it comes to basketball, business above his personal feelings. He was boys with Dwayne Wade, but it was time to go, so he left and didn't even tell him. Dan Gilbert called him out of his name and then some. And LeBron, people in LeBron's inner circle never lost contact with Dan Gilbert. They stayed in touch with him, stayed on friendly terms with him.
Yeah, but
and then LeBron James goes back and plays. Now, I know he wanted to go home,
I was going to say, but don't.
But still, a lot of people would have been like, I don't care how much I want to go back. I am never playing for
LeBron,
that dude. I'm not saying he forgave.
He didn't want to be.
Maybe forgave him, but he didn't. I'm not saying he liked Dan Gilbert. And was buddy-buddy because he wasn't after that.
But he
said, business-wise, I got something to take care of.
But
I'm not going to let my personal feelings stand in the way. Let me finish this last thing. So if he had beef with Kyle Kuzma, if it is not a trade that makes them better, then LeBron would not have him traded. That's all I'm saying. He would only have him traded if it's a trade in which they get better. Because business-wise, Kuzma brings something to the table.
I think that LeBron, the only reason he went back to Cleveland, you don't want to be an outcast or a villain in your hometown. Yes, he would have been. Yes, he would have.
They would have forgave him because he's become, one of the greatest players of all time.
Where they were burning his jersey and all that, and he could never.
Okay.
I just believe, Chris, that that's the reason.
That's the reason, but you still had to go play for that guy.
I got it.
Now, would you have done it?
I wouldn't have done it.
Don't act like it's just some easy thing to do.
I'm telling you, LeBron, because the way he left his hometown, you just don't want that to be forever. whatever. But you can't go back, and people are looking at you sideways because you walked out on us in your hometown. So I always believed he was going back.
I agree with you.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And I agree with you on why he went back. The point is, you still had to play for this guy that went at you a thousand times harder than Kuzma's trainer did.
But the difference here with Kuzma is, all right, Kuzma didn't sign with your guys' representation, right? With Rich Paul.
Clutch Sports.
So he didn't sign with them. All right, he's not having the greatest season. He's been inconsistent.
Yeah, but he's coming out. He missed training camp.
But I'm just saying he's been inconsistent. So there could be a way to be like, well, this guy's talking smack. Because most of the time, where does a trainer get off coming off about LeBron and saying stuff? That's probably stuff he got from Kyle Kuzma when he was working him out. A lot of times, Chris, people let down their guards.
But hold on, the dude worked out Kawhi, too.
Yeah,
so he might just be like, yo, that's my boy. I helped Kawhi work on that skill set, and LeBron didn't work with me.
Yeah,
and look who had the better skill set.
Yeah, he might have worked with him, but he's what you call trainer. Am I right?
I'm not sure how relationship is. I mean,
yes,
obviously
it's
they
Kyle
work together.
Kuzma's trainer.
But he worked with Kawhi, too. He may work with both of them equally or Kawhi, for all we know.
All I know is from the part that I thought that it was his trainer, not Kawhi's trainer. But anyway, my point is I can see where LeBron could move him. It's not like he's that third wheel that you can't.
He is. He's their third leading
that you
scorer.
Can't live without him. I'm telling you. I don't believe that. Kyle Kuzma's replaceable.
No, of course he's replaceable.
He's replaceable.
But what if you don't get somebody that can replace what he gives you? That's my point. That's all I'm not saying Kuzma can't be traded.
But we've seen
I'm
that.
I'm just saying they're not going to make a bad deal out of spite. That's
do
what
you,
I'm saying. Do you actually think that could happen?
If they can move him
LeBron's
for somebody
that
equal,
petty?
I'm just saying. I think that he
this
would
This little
move
dude
him.
Say if he even says something about me, his trainer says something about me, so I'm going to make our team worse.
Did Kyle Kuzma
so
ever
that
come
I
out?
I can get him out of here.
Did he ever come out and say, take that
he
back?
Yeah, he said he never said it. Like, he tweeted, call a spade a spade.
Right.
And he said that wasn't applying to LeBron. But I don't know what it applied to.
It just so happened to come out at around the time of the other thing.
But here's the thing, too, though. And you know this because you covered the NBA along and the other sports. Teammates don't always have to get along.
No, I get that.
And I'm not saying they don't get along, but you know what I mean? Like, sometimes a little edge is good.
Like, you could be on a TV show in the afternoon, and maybe you and the host don't get along.
Well, I could do it, but some other people can't. You know? But that's my point. Like, even if they didn't get along,
and
you
they could
still,
be, and
LeBron's
they,
trying to win a championship.
And they could be petty and get you off the show.
I'm not making the team worse by getting rid of Kyle Kuzma because something his trainer said. I mean, come on, how petty could you be? Seriously.
I've seen people
now,
be petty.
And I'm not saying if he gets traded, fine. I'm just saying it's going to be a trade that upgrades them. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Are you with me? Are
I'm
you
with
here?
You. I heard you.
Where you at? You've been delusional all day.
No,
ever
I'm
since
good.
That Brady take you started the show with.
No, that was a great Brady take. And you can't wait to hear the podcast tomorrow. It is so good.
Well,
make sure.
I'll admit that. I'll second that.
Apple Podcasts, all that. Right after the show, you need to go. It is one of the all-time best Brady takes in the history of these United States.
No? Number one.
I'm telling you, man. Alex.
Alex, you are my man.
Before Christmas, he never would have done that.
What?
He never just dropped jewels.
Sometimes
on
we
like
evolve,
that.
Chris. Sometimes we evolve.
Yeah.
Alex is
a pair of Jordans is all it took.
No, it ain't about the
if
sneakers.
If I had known that, heck. In,
you know,
in 2 months, Alice won't be a vegan.
Chris, you know what happens, man. Somebody gives you a Jordan, somebody gives you a playlist. I mean, it's just how it goes.
That's what, you know what I mean, right?
You're not digging the playlist I gave you?
It was a good playlist.
All right.
It just lasts like a
you
day.
Know what? It's either it's the playlist or the $10 to Starbucks. Is that the present
25. You got?
Dude, it was like $5.
$25.
Oh, nice. That's a nice gift.
And a buy one, get one coupon.
Just because you spent $12,000 on our colleagues here at Fox Sports Radio.
Was it that much?
I got a wife and kids, all right?
How many girls am I putting through college? I got to go to the club. I'm buying baby formula, diapers. You know how many? I got about 25 girls going to college.
It's Worship Wednesday. We will not have this on Worship Wednesday. How dare you?
Guess where I'm going next Saturday?
Church with me?
No, I'll be in Atlanta. Magic City! Next Saturday, I'll be there! Magic City!
That song is forbidden on Worship Wednesday. You know that, Alex the Vegan?
DJ Alex Tyshon.
My man, Rob.